Now, one listener wanted to know, you had grown up Catholic. You attended Catholic schools most of your life. You even went to St. John's, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic College.
And St. Thomas.
And St. Thomas.
So you got Nativity, you got Creighton, you got St. John's, you got St. Thomas.
And you grew up, I'm assuming, going to church every Sunday.
Yeah, well, I did some growing after I quit going to church,
okay.
too, because I actually quit at the age of 15, so I think I can't say I actually grew up entirely in the church, but I did up until 15.
What made you choose the Catholic colleges?
My daddy went to St. John's. His daddy went to St. John's. When I was a little boy, I'd go up to St. John's for homecoming and watch football games. I dreamed of going to St. John's. I thought it was the most beautiful setting for a college. My brothers went to St. John's. When I was a little boy, I'd take a Greyhound up there to visit them, and I'd hang out in their dorm all weekend. My brother and I would go up to see them, and I just loved college life. I just couldn't wait to go to college. When I was in second grade, I wanted to go to college. In eighth grade, I wanted to go to college. In high school, I dreamed of going to college. And so that's why I eventually went to St. John's. But when I got into journalism, St. John's didn't have a journalism program, so I switched down here to St. Thomas.
Okay.
As for Creighton, when I got out of grade school at Nativity, there were 30 boys getting out of that class, that grade with me. There were 30 of us, 60 girls in that class and 30 boys. Two of them were going to Highland, four of them were going to St. Thomas, and the rest were going to Creighton. So I just went where my pals went.
Okay.
Couldn't afford St. Thomas, and only two guys were going to Highland. So Creighton was the obvious choice. I don't know too many guys in eighth grade who pick a high school because it'll continue their, you know, their spiritual development.
Right.
Usually you're just looking for where you're going to have a good time.
Well, this listener, too, wanted to know that he knew that you had left the faith and are traveling down your own path. He wanted to know, was this a sudden decision, or was there a definite point when you decided you no longer wanted to follow
Catholicism? Is this listener actually you, Derek? Is this one of those deals like I have a friend who wants to know, but it's really you who wants to know?
It is me, but I make this up to try and hide behind it.
And you want to know what again?
If you had decided, was it a sudden decision to leave the Catholic faith and church? Was it kind of a gradual thing or something you were never into in the first place?
It was sort of like the reverse of what happened to Paul. The lightning went back up into the sky on my way back from Damascus. No, it wasn't sudden. All my life, I've pondered the big questions, and as I think everybody does to one degree or another. And what I just found over time was that the Catholic Church, A, couldn't answer the big questions to my satisfaction, and B, offered some things that not only didn't make sense, but really seemed to be coming from a place of ignorance and arrogance. And that was the notion of having the one true way. If there is anything that turns me off more than anything else, it's the notion in religion, the arrogant notion that you have found the way. That this is the way. Not just the way for you, but the way for everybody. And I found a lack of humility in that church. And humility, ultimately, my definition of humility is the ability to believe you could be wrong. And I didn't see it much there. And I knew some wonderful, wonderful Catholics who really, I thought, offered the greatest expression of that faith. They were often women. They were often older women. They didn't preach. They lived a life that made you take notice. But they were an example. It wasn't what they said. It's how they lived. And I found a lot of that behavior appealing, and I liked the social justice endeavors of the Catholic Church. But ultimately, to be a Christian is to believe that your salvation is connected to Jesus, and there is no salvation outside of that, which forces you to look around at your dear friends and all the good people you know and all the people around the world who believe differently, and see people who don't get it, who don't have it, who aren't getting into the kingdom, who aren't as hip to the true spirituality. And that's just not a way I'm comfortable looking at life, and never have been since.
Okay.
I'm also very uncomfortable with some of their, I think the way they treat homosexuals is sinful. And I think if Jesus were here, he'd give them a little what for on that. And I also think that there is a, and maybe this is just the American Catholic Church, because I'm told it's quite different in South America. There is a paternalistic side to the church that is that I'm uncomfortable with. The church in America desperately needs to embrace some sense of a feminine side to create some balance. You'll find it in Mexico and South America and Central America because of the embracing of Mary. And the church, therefore, has... it's a church out of balance in America, I'm afraid. It is too tied into the male and the paternalistic, and it's missing half of itself. And you won't see that in South America and Central America. So I also have problems with that. But it isn't the end of the world, so I'm not a Catholic anymore. I mean, those people that are going to heaven, and I'll be in hell. And
Tom, you're still okay in my book.
No, I'm not. I'm a sinner.
Okay.
I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and a sinner.
You've been talking to Fred too much.
Fred believes I'm going to hell, I believe. And Father Ricky Ricks believes I'm going to hell. And that's always nice, to have your dear friends think you're going to burn for eternity.
I'll say, I don't know where you're going to go.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you where I'm going to go. I'm going to go where everybody's going.
Okay.
It's all one, you know. The mystics have said it for years. It's all one big thing. There isn't going to be a group off somewhere separately. We're all children of God, and ultimately, somewhere down the line, we'll all be together. I'm not worried about it. I know people are uncomfortable with the notion that they might be with Hitler, but I think they're going to be with Hitler.
Well, Tom, switching gears here again.
I'll say hi to him for you.